Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
It is Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Mike Golic Jr., Randy Scott, SportsCenter's very own, filling in with us today for Jhené Egbuamoke. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Talk to Jen Latta coming up in a little bit as no Giannis for Game 5 coming up tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. Really feels like we're shifting the balance of power right now in the NBA, Randy. And for Milwaukee, who's already dealing with an Aaron Rodgers-less Green Bay Packers right now, this feels unnecessarily cruel.
Yeah, it is a cruel twist for a fan base that deserves it. I mean, they're a loud group. They are a loud group, and they get...
The Bucks?
The Bucks fans run sort of against the whole Midwest nicety thing. Like, they'll come at you. If they feel slighted...
What's the name of their large outdoor gathering, similar to like Jurassic Park for Toronto, where they've been watching the games? Deer Valley or something of that nature?
Deer Garden?
It's some sort of... Oh, Deer Garden would be a really good one,
actually. Garden, like Beer Garden.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would say regardless. So you're saying that place is essentially like there's venom in there.
No, I'm saying social media-wise. No. Okay. Social media-wise. Yeah, no. They'll let you hear it if you feel like their team is being slighted. But what bothers me just as an NBA fan is like you always want to see, if your team's out, you want to see full strength be full strength. And we've had to wave goodbye to that from the opening round with Anthony Davis. I mean, the big name injuries to big name superstars so far, it really is sort of a, I don't know, walking dead, like the last healthy team, the healthiest team at the end is going to be the one to win it. But I like the idea of new blood getting into it. And Phoenix last night, seeing Chris Paul, old head for a young team, that place was rocking too. Like, that feels like the ultimate, new money feel to the NBA Finals, right?
I think it's the best of both worlds, right? Because we feel like, and we really hunger for this in sports, especially the NBA, is we hunger for a team that feels homegrown enough, right? And for this Phoenix Suns outfit, what James Jones has been able to put together there as the GM now, Devin Booker is your foundational star, DeAndre Ayton is this number one pick that you weren't sure was living up, and then they catch fire in the bubble last year. And then they come out of that and add Chris Paul, and it feels kind of like a fairy tale and all of that, where you get this combination of old star finally getting to make good and young team giving us what we thrive for, hunger for.
A level from Chris Paul of, hey, he chose us. Like this is validation, not just the 8-0 run in the bubble where they weren't even allowed to play for the title.
Yeah.
Just out there in spoiler town, right, in Orlando. But Chris Paul chose us. And you mentioned the homegrown thing. It's a tremendous point because they took down a Clippers team, ultimate mercenaries, right?
I mean,
that's who Kawhi Leonard is right now, and really his running mate, Paul George.
And that's what we kind of felt this playoff run felt like, even when Milwaukee, who represents a lot of this in certain ways, we know they brought Jrue Holiday over, but Chris Middleton, Giannis, this team that really felt like it was these small markets pushing back, beats this Brooklyn Nets team. We know there was a ton of injury involved, but it constantly feels like you're battling these Death Stars in this spot, but this is where we're at now. So the Hawks and the Bucks are going to play tonight in Game 5 of that series, and without Giannis out right now, according to Caesars William Hill, the future odds to win the title have the Suns as the favorites. They're at -200 right now. Obviously, a lot of that to do with the fact that they have already secured a spot in the NBA Finals. So we have to acknowledge that the Bucks and the Hawks still have games to play. Bucks at +320, Hawks at +550. So the Bucks, even without Giannis for Game 5, still the favorites to win this series. I have a feeling in large part because Trae Young's still questionable for the Hawks.
If I had some money to throw around, I'd throw a little bit of money on Atlanta. I would. I have never hyperextended my left knee, knock on wood. You can't tell me he's going to come back and be even 75% of what he was. If Trae Young is healthy, and that's ultimately what you're gambling on, I'd take a share of that Atlanta play. Phoenix deserves to be the favorite, not only because they're healthiest, they get a chance to rest. They get to watch now, you know, Milwaukee and Atlanta maybe beat each other up for a three-game series.
Yep.
While Chris Paul, wrong side of 35, gets to rest his old legs and a young core.
And that shoulder that was hurt in the first round. Like, they were almost snake bitten by this as well. The one thing that again, before we talk to Jen Latta more about this, that would give me hope if I'm a Bucks fan is we constantly see this with injury, regardless of sport, but especially in the NBA. There's a difference in how a team responds when you lose a star and know I'm going into a game without him. like the Hawks did in this last game. No Trae Young, and they came out to a lead before Giannis went out.
Yeah.
Versus the Bucks, who went in with Giannis as the core of this plan still, and then lose him mid-game. Now you're adjusting on the fly, which we know Coach Bud already gets a lot of flack for not being able to do that well. I think the Bucks coming out without Giannis and knowing Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, you've got to shoulder the load, that's a different look at this team. But you mentioned injury has been the entire story of this postseason. We all say it. We all know it and acknowledge it. It still feels weird to hear Paul George say what he did last night. The Clipper star coming off a game six loss in the Staples Center talked about the what if. He said it out loud, and Randy, I'm not going to lie, I have been super pro Paul George through this postseason run. I think he slayed a lot of demons this year. This still felt like a miss. This was Paul George after the game talking about what could have been if Kawhi Leonard hadn't gone down.
Oh, we would be going on. You know, this series would have been a lot different. Talk about one of the best players in the league being out, yet we were inches away from getting to the next round. So definitely it's a what if on this. Fact of the matter is we didn't do enough. We didn't do enough to win, and it's the reason we're going home.
Janane Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr., Randy Scott. And Randy, did you have that same uncomfortable reaction I did where it's, man, you just built up all this goodwill with what you've done here. Coming out and being, we always ask athletes to be honest, but in this spot for Paul George, who is acutely aware of the way he's talked about in the outside world, God love him if he doesn't care, but you just fed the trolls exactly what they wanted to hear from you.
Yeah, it made me grimace. A little bit. There's a little bit of a, oh, man, oh no, what are you doing? You know, there's a little bit of it because there's an opportunity to just own it. There's an opportunity to say our best wasn't good enough. You know, don't downplay your own effort, but...
Which, you know, and to give him credit, he said in a larger quote, my best wasn't good enough here, the right things in that response.
Yeah.
But you still, like, this is the quiet thing being said very loud by the guy that's most indicted by it.
You said the quiet part loud. What we want out of our athletes, especially someone who has been right on the balancing tipping point of public opinion for so long in Paul George, is the opportunity is there in front of you to eat a little crow, to have your ego take a little bit of a hit for the greater good of your public persona and your public image moving forward. It's right there in front of you. So to see him, for lack of a better pun, and sort of make the easy joke, miss in a big spot, the playoffs are over for him, but he's still missing. Like, that's unfortunate is a kind way of putting it.
And Randy, I don't even think it's an ego hit. I think on the other side, it would be even more ego in saying, we fell short of what we could have accomplished. I think I could have been enough to win us that game here, because this is essentially acknowledging, again, what we all believe and all understand. Kawhi Leonard is still the best player on that team. But by going out and acknowledging that to everyone right now, it's, well, we weren't supposed to win with me at the helm, is what it can kind of sound like.
Sometimes when you are either the 1A or the 1B on a franchise, when you're Batman or Robin, you are not allowed. You forfeit your right to state the obvious. We know what he's saying is true. Of course, any team is better with Kawhi Leonard on it. We understand that. He's not allowed to say it because to do so admits weakness, and it presents an excuse at a time where you're supposed to take responsibility. That's where he missed. But what I will say is, if I walk in here today and they're like, hey, Junior couldn't make it, he's got a public appearance, he's cashing in on long overdue Trick Shot Monday name, image, and likeness, he's cashing some checks, and I'm in here solo, by the end of the 3 hours, which aren't going to be as good as they could have been, I'm going to say, probably privately to one of these guys, like, yeah, the show would have been better if Junior was here. But I'm not doing that publicly. I'm not Paul George. Like, So the man has a point. He's just not allowed to make it, unfortunately. And that is a double standard, but he's been around long enough to know that's how it is.
You know what, Randy? Even as I sit here now, I think it's even more, not that I don't think he's allowed to make it, but it's that I've enjoyed watching Paul George get credit for things this postseason. I've been critical of him in the past, and Paul George has had to make me shut up through a lot of this, like he has a lot of other people. And it just seems like I saw this moment and I said, you're giving the people that want to hate you another thing that they can use against you. And Paul George has been so aware. He's talked about the struggles he had mentally in the bubble last year, what he worked on coming on the other side. Like, it all sounded so healthy, and I just didn't want him to give people that were going to use this against him another thing to grab onto.
Last thing I'll say about George, and I'm not trying to overtly defend him, but I will say I do feel for him in this respect. you get out to L.A., and you've been recruited by Kawhi.
Yeah.
Like, Kawhi tabbed you, said, man, come run with me. We're going to make a run at this. We're going to take over L.A., whatever it was. Probably a lot quieter than that. Fewer words. But to then get on the precipice of this where LeBron's been knocked out and that road is there in front of you and your guy gets hurt. The guy who brought you out there gets hurt and basically fails you, for lack of a better word, you know, not within his own control, but fails you at that moment. Like, there's got to be a level of, oh, man, what the heck? You know, from
what,
Paul George. I understand that.
Absolutely. With what you were on the cusp of there, it is a very human moment there.
Yeah.
I just hope we do the right thing with it. Maybe this is more about us in this situation. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protecting your small business is a big deal. Cover what you've worked so hard for. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Coming up next, though, Giannis out of Game 6. We head to Milwaukee to talk to our friend Jen Ladin next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
News from the NBA. No structural damage to Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo's left knee.
Now we get a chance to see Chris Middleton, the opportunity for him to carry and feel the big shoes of Giannis, who's been the horse that they've rode throughout all games.
The fourth quarter hero, Chris Middleton, gets a chance yet again to show that he's the man. But with Giannis Antetokounmpo out heading into Game 5, it's time for a wellness check. Chenay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr., Randy Scott filling in for Chenay Igwumike today. And since we're sitting around here with friends of ours we haven't seen in a while, we thought we would go to the Goodyear hotline and invite another in. As we're talking to Jen Latta of ESPN Milwaukee 94.5, co-hosted Jen, Gabe, and Chewy out there in the mornings. And Jen, Giannis officially ruled out for Game 5 tonight. So how are you feeling? You doing okay?
Well, first of all, guys, happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
To you and yours.
Thank you, Jen. To you and yours as well.
To you and the 1.2 million people you may know. Things are okay. You know, I think we spent our show this morning giving pep talks, you know, going through the movies, taking the best pep talks, the miracles, the varsity blues, you know, all of those any given Sundays, trying to take pieces from each of those as to what we would say if we were addressing the Milwaukee Bucks locker room before tonight's very pivotal game. And look, I think it is about the team effort. One guy cannot duplicate, cannot replace Giannis's 37 minutes, his 28 points, his 13 boards, his 5 assists, the leadership role that he has on that team. But I do think that these are players that can score, that can run an offense that does not include Giannis. We have seen it when Giannis has been on the bench. We have seen it at times when he has been injured for short periods of time, that they can run an effective offense. And so if you get a guy like Chris Middleton to step up, you get a guy like Drew Holiday to kind of return to his regular season form, and you get contributions from a Brooke Lopez inside. You get it from P.J. Tucker outside, Pat Connaughton outside. Bryn Forbes has a night like he did early in the playoffs against Miami, and you can start to chip away at the deficit that you'll be missing with Giannis on the bench.
Now, Jen, I would not be doing my journalistic duties if I didn't ask you which of the movie speeches you landed on is the one you would have delivered to that Bucks locker room.
Miracle. Miracle, miracle, miracle.
So
that's the one we went with, guys. It's the best. We thought it was the best speech that motivated. You know, look, some guys thought Rudy, some guys thought Any Given Sunday, you know, but for me, it's Miracle because it's even keel. It's talking about being the underdog. It's talking about it being your time. It's talking about you were made for this, you know, and I think that's always a good thing to remember. You were made for this moment. All the hay is in the barn. Now it's time to just show up and step up.
I would like to substitute in paid instead of made, considering how much Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday make, but that's besides the point. The rest of that is all absolutely true, Jen. 100% with you.
Jen Latta, our friend and yours at 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, host of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy show on that radio affiliate, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. local. So, Jen, looking ahead, so you just itemized and sort of took out the second and third question where it's like, who has to step up? And you're sort of itemizing a lot of folks who have to fill in the void that is left by Giannis. How much confidence is there, though, in the fact that Atlanta is dealing with its own injury to its own star in Trae Young?
You know, the fan base has been on quite a roller coaster, Randy, over the last, let's just say, 48 hours, right? Like, think about how you go into the previous game and you find out that Trae Young is out, right? And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, you're on that high. then all of a sudden the Bucks come out flat and you are on a low. You're like, who is this team? Why do they look like they've never played basketball together before? Is this in fact a promo for the new Space Jam? Because that's kind of what I thought. Like, oh, I wonder how much they're getting paid to act like their talent has been stolen by aliens. Then they come out of the locker room at halftime. They get the momentum back. They close the lead to 10. Giannis is playing really well. He's put the team on his back. Then the Giannis injury happens. Then we find out that there's no structural damage. So what happens tonight is going to be, it's either going to be a mountain or it's going to be a valley in this very emotional roller coaster that Milwaukee fans have been on over the last 48 hours. But the confidence is that the talent is there. You know you upgraded. You know that adding Drew Holiday made this team better. You know that Bryn Forbes and PJ Tucker make this team better. So it's just about these guys trusting themselves, trusting each other, and just going out there and doing work. I think that Brooke Lopez is going to be a huge key in this matchup, guys, because of the inside presence. Brooke Lopez is actually a really good post player. Now, he's been forced out of the post because where is Giannis really good? In the post. Can't have both of those guys clogging up the lane because he's been forced to adapt his game. You're seeing him hit a few more threes, you know, later in his career. But if you put Brooke back in the post, I think he's going to do work. And, of course, you got Bobby Portis, who has also been a huge benefit in this series. We know how he sat out for several of the games in the previous series versus Brooklyn. So you've got guys who can score points, who can put the team on their back if they all work together. That's why I think when you ask about confidence, there is a level of confidence here that even with Giannis out, they can win this game.
Tanan Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Randy Scott talking to Jen Latta. And Jen, I would like to ask you a question about Mike Budenholzer, about if you think that Chris Middleton is truly Batman in this equation with Giannis Antetokounmpo and how Milwaukee has digested that overall. But I have been thrown for a loop now because I was just looking at your guys' ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account, at ESPN Milwaukee. And apparently you guys put up a poll asking people, I'm assuming this is how they put on the things on their feet, and in what order here, Jen?
Yes.
So is the way I'm reading this poll supposed to insinuate to me that there is someone between you, Gabe, and Chewy that is putting on their socks and shoes, one sock, shoe, and then one sock, shoe, in that order?
Isn't that the most terrifying thing you've ever heard?
Yes,
my God.
Is
that not the most terrifying thing you've ever heard? That there are people out there that are putting on a sock, then a shoe, then the other sock, and the other shoe. But yes, the reason we put it on there is because somebody, and I'm not calling out names, said that they were a sock shoe guy. And to my co-host's credit, the other one, they said that's just psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
So we put it on the poll to see if there was anyone else out there. And I haven't checked the results recently, but I'm guessing that there are other people out there who are actually sock shoe, instead of sock, shoe, shoe people.
I'm stunned by this. 7.4% of the vote is sock, shoe, and they deserve to probably have to, I don't know, answer for their crimes.
I was going to say, they're going to have to.
You know what they do need?
You
know what we need? We need a map of our neighborhood. And we need a little dot on your house
if
you are a sock shoe person, because I need to know not to send my kids over there to sell Girl Scout cookies.
And people listening need to know that was Chewy. Check out Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee, 7 to 9 a.m. local. Jen, enjoy the game tonight. We're really looking forward to it. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks, guys. Did you see my T-shirt? I got a Giannis T-shirt I'm wearing to the game tonight, and I put a Band-Aid right over the knee.
There we
right
go.
Right over the knee.
Jen is doing her part.
Give our love to the kids.
See you guys.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Jen. The great Jen Latta, kind enough to join us here. Coming up next, we will visit with another friend. I actually got to tell you guys a story about our next guest, why I have apparently followed him through life, and that has continued right here to the worldwide leader.
All
that's
right.
Next after this word from 5 Hour. Now, you got your sunglasses, you got your sunscreen, beach towels, cooler. I got another summer essential for you. 5 Hour energy shots. Summer doesn't last forever. So make the most of it with alert, energized feeling that comes with 5-Hour Energy. It's got tons of fun summer flavors, tropical burst, watermelon, cherry, my personal favorite, got me through a lot of my time living in Chicago, some late nights, some early mornings, some good times. 5-Hour Energy Shots are a great travel companion too, light, portable, and they take just seconds to drink. For more information and to stock up for all your summer adventures, visit 5hourenergy.com. That's 5hourenergy.com. More name, image, and likeness info from Dan Murphy next on ESPN Radio.
G5. Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Now you've got compliance officers at every school that are going to be trying to figure out what's okay, what's not okay, the involvement of outside parties.
Whether you think this is good, bad, or indifferent, it is changing.
Show me the money!
Name, image, and likeness day, in addition to Bobby Bonilla Day around here as well. I mean, there's a lot of days that we're celebrating. Coming up in a little bit, we'll tell you why it's also Ricky Elliott Day. Oh. In the world of professional golf, as we get to some beef there on Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, Mike Golic Jr. and Randy Scott filling in for Shanae Agumake today. And Randy, I told you our next guest, who is going to help us better understand the changes that have come with the rules surrounding college athletes being able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Yeah. Our next guest, Dan Murphy, ESPN staff writer who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. I told you, I follow Dan Murphy basically everywhere. Like, he can't get rid of me. Dan Murphy, a proud Northwest Catholic high school alum where I went to school, 4 years behind Dan, a Notre Dame alum as a college man, and now working here at ESPN. Dan, I am sorry, man, that I just keep trying to copy you and everything.
I'm trying to think of like some puny fullback who was like followed up by a massive tailback. That's probably the proper analogy. But yeah, I think back to our days of you being 14 and 15 and you and Jake hanging out in the Murphy family kitchen, putting away pancakes in a way that reminded me that you would one day be a much bigger, better athlete than I will ever be.
It manifests itself in a very specific way, Randy, if you can't tell. So, like I said, fond memories of the Murphy household, the absolute salt of the earth Saint family. So love getting to catch up with Dan now. This is always really cool when we get to chat like this, Dan, and especially on a day like today when we are covering college athletes. It's now getting a very new opportunity. You put out the guideline to name, image, and likeness on ESPN.com for everybody here. So as we dive into this and people see money changing hands right now, Dan, what's the biggest thing that stuck out to you about this initial, 17-hour run of name, image, and likeness now being a legal thing for college players?
It's a pretty exciting day and one that people have been waiting for a long time. I think I have two main takeaways, right? One is that for the people that think that college athletes are too dumb or immature to handle a few business opportunities, there have been a lot of evidence to the contrary today. A lot of athletes taking really smart approaches to this, taking really sort of humanitarian approaches to the way that they're going to try to be promoting themselves and raising money in the future. So that's been cool to see. And then the other thing is just sort of the huge wide scope and variety of the types of athletes that are going to be able to take advantage of this. Advantage of this and the way they're doing it, right? We've got everything from like a pair of like 5 foot something basketball stars who are social media stars who play for their Fresno State women's team that are on a billboard in Times Square to I talked this morning with a 315 pounder with a mullet who plays offensive line at Marshall, who's just excited because he can now play live shows at his local bar where he sings country music and use his name to promote it. There's and everywhere in between, there's stuff going on. And I think that's probably the coolest thing about what we're seeing today.
All right. So, Dan, when you look at, and we actually had the Cavender twins on the show, and they seem to have a good handle on their obligations, their opportunities, and everything that's sort of laid out in front of them. But what are you hearing? And I apologize if we're springing this on you, but with regard to the obligation part of this, like, if these players, these young people, sign deals with representative agencies or with companies, what sort of obligations do they have, whether it's time period, whether it's non-competes, things like that?
So all of that really is up to the contract that they sign with the groups, and there's also some obligations that they, in most places, with most of the state laws and NCAA rules, where the athletes have to sort of let their schools know some of the details of what they're going to be doing. But frankly, there are very few blanket rules or things in place that apply to all of these deals. And part of that is because of the way this is rolled out with the NCAA rules and some legal issues going on. And part of it is because college athletes have the ability now to sort of shape and form these deals in almost any way that they want to.
Shanae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio talking to ESPN staff writer Dan Murphy about the name, image, and likeness changes. So, Dan, you mentioned it. It's kind of different depending on the situation. We've seen that in the way it's rolled out. What are, if any, the guardrails in place, whether by some of the state laws or by what the NCAA blanketed out over all 50 states at the last hour?
Yeah, so to take kind of a little bit of a step back, right? So there are about a dozen states right now that have laws in place. And if you go to school in one of those states, there are some restrictions that those state laws have that are going to shape sort of a regulate the marketplace for athletes. And that can be things like whether or not you're allowed to use the school's logos and copyright material when you sign your own endorsement deals, or whether there are certain products that some states don't want athletes endorsing, like tobacco or alcohol or adult entertainment or something like that. In every state that doesn't have a law, so the 30 plus others, the NCAA has basically laid out some very loose rules saying none of these deals can be directly schools paying athletes. Athletes can't be paid for their athletic performance. And these also can't be used as recruiting inducements to get an athlete to show up to campus. But other than that, each school is responsible for making up its own policies and trying to put things in place and monitor all of this for their athletes.
What's the biggest, Dan, misconception that you feel like maybe casual fan, casual Twitter user, whatever else, somebody behind a keyboard firing off hot takes on this. What do you feel like people are getting wrong the most often with regard to, you know, name, image, and likeness?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, there are so many to choose from.
People are so wrong. Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of sort of old hang-ups that people have on this that I think have just been sort of been beaten into their heads over the years of, people trying to advocate against athletes being able to make some. So there are certain things like, what is this going to do to the locker room, or what is this going to do to non-revenue or female sports? And maybe we should, let's start there, right? The idea that this is inevitably going to bring about the demise of the softball team or the field hockey team or the men's track and field team is not the case. And in fact, in a lot of those cases, especially for women's sports, where there isn't the same amount of professional opportunities after college, many of the female athletes I've talked to and advocates for female athletes that I've talked to over the past year have told me this is a great opportunity, not only for them to cash in on the prime years of their athletic fame, but also to promote themselves and their sports in ways that they've never had before. One of the cool things we're going to see is you're going to have to get to know the college athletes who go to your favorite school in a lot more personal ways about what they're passionate about off the field. And as we've seen all over the place, that tends to bring in more of a fan base and generate more excitement around the sport itself.
It's incredible to think about all those possibilities with this, Dan. You've digested so much information on this. We got about a minute left before we let you go. What's the thing that you're actually concerned about with all these changes that comes from this? Is there anything that sticks out to you on that side?
I think there's so much gray area and murkiness right now that we're seeing two things. One, right, you're seeing both athletes and some brands that would be sponsoring athletes shying away from the possibility of doing this because they don't know what's going to happen. And I also think inevitably we're going to see some disputes that happen between athletes and the schools themselves. And that could cause some problems where schools are holding athletes out of competition at some point because they're worried about eligibility rules, or, you know, it could go so far as at some point we may see an athlete in a courtroom against their own school, which is a horrible situation for everybody involved. But beyond that, you know, we're a day into this and the sky isn't falling, and it's a pretty cool opportunity for a lot of these athletes.
It really is exciting stuff. If you guys haven't seen it yet, check it out on ESPN.com. Dan Murphy's Name, Image, and Likeness FAQ guide is up there to help you understand all of this so you don't sound silly on Twitter somewhere. Dan, we appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, great to talk to you. See ya.
Awesome stuff from Dan Murphy, our ESPN staff writer. Coming up next, though, as we stick in the world of college, we've seen a lot of big characters come out of the College World Series. Oh, man. Mississippi State had a massive accomplishment this past weekend, and it had nothing to do with what happened on the diamond. We will get to that next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr., Randy Scott, hanging out today. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Our thanks to Jen Latta, Dan Murphy, for joining us on the Goodyear Hotline these last couple segments. Get us ready for Bucks and Hawks Game 5 coming up tonight, and everything that we are learning about name, image, and likeness in the world of college sports. But Randy, it is a celebration in college sports right now, and really in a city that certainly knows a little bit of thing about having a good time here. Stark Vegas gets their first championship in school history as the men's baseball team wins the College World Series. They blow out and finish off Vanderbilt yesterday and take home the crown. And Randy, I saw Dak Prescott probably more than any guy on that team, I think, over the course of this entire series for Mississippi State.
He was everywhere. And listen, so coming into Omaha, There were three Power Five schools that had never won a team title in any sport.
In school history. It's amazing.
It was Mississippi State, which feels really weird because their basketball, especially on the women's side, the women's basketball team has been so good for so long. Kansas State and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech was kind of an upset, in my opinion, too. But now Mississippi State has that off their backs. And Dak is still, you know, mid-20s. We're hanging fast and loose with the boundaries of that. But mid-20s, is that guy allowed to get as wild in celebration of a team that he didn't play for, a sport that he didn't play, but for a school that he so strongly and so well represents? Because he was all over the broadcast, and this is where I was interested in what you had to say about it, because he was also in the clubhouse after the win.
Yeah, so this is the umpteenth degree of that conversation we always have for alumni about saying the word we when talking about the team that you are not on here. And I would say this, I think most of the guys in that locker room probably on board with this. Only reason I say is because I remember when we were at Notre Dame one time, we're in the locker room before a game, and Vince Vaughn, who was famously in the movie Rudy, has a direct affiliation with Notre Dame, but comes around and came to some games there. Walk through the locker room before a game. My buddy Trevor Robinson was getting ready to make one of his first starts at guard, and he walked up, shook Vince Vaughn's hand. Vince Vaughn shook his hand, gave him a little smack on the back, and said, "Give him hell out there, kid." It's the best I've ever seen Trevor play. Like, fired up in all of this. Yeah. So I think there's still some element, especially as a person, a college-age person, with someone of that stature, because Dak, I'm sure, larger than life at that school, big-time contract this year for America's team, all that good stuff. I feel like that plays.
It plays, but you're right. Like, that is, and obviously, I was never in a major locker room in an athletic performance, so I was going to get your input on, like, is there ever a part of you that's like, all right, beat it, old-timer? Like, let us have our moment, because cameras are going to find Dak. Obviously, during the game, we saw that on the ESPN broadcast, but also in the post-game celebration. Do you want the young guys to get their shine?
So I think there's a varying scale of this, right? Like, I even asked earlier today where this video fell on the scale of fine, let the kids celebrate, to Odell Beckham Jr. clearly violating NCAA rules, handing these guys money on the field after the game in a very look-at-me way. And this felt a lot more tame than that. So I think this plays, he wasn't trying to, like, Bogart the attention. He was trying to celebrate something that I'm sure genuinely meant a lot to him. Like, I promise you, when Notre Dame women's basketball won a title a few years ago, couldn't tell me a damn thing. Like, I'm going to celebrate that like it's my own.
I've driven through the state of Nebraska. I've never stopped in Omaha. I've never been lucky enough to go to a College World Series. When I do, I'm gonna make sure Mississippi State is there.
Yes,
because I've heard, and obviously there's a bit of like a, what's the Amish thing, is Rumspringa, where you get sort of turned loose for a little bit and then you decide whether or not you come back to the community. Like, there's sort of a nationwide Rumspringa right now where we've been cooped up as a result of the pandemic, and now suddenly everybody's back out and everything's normal and everything's normalish, and we're out there and we're celebrating, having a good time. Maximizing that at Omaha was Mississippi State and their fan base. They were wild. So for that to pay off in a title the way it did. By the way, they shut down Vanderbilt.
Oh yeah.
Who will let you know how good they are in baseball? Probably, it's basically the CrossFit or veganism of college sports.
Yes. Yes,
specifically
absolutely.
Specifically in college baseball, Vandy's going to let you know. So for Mississippi State to take them down the way they did, and for their fans to get to enjoy that, I got to get to Omaha. I got
to
get there.
You do have to get to Omaha, Randy, and it begs this question here then, because we all like to experience that joy of being down there in that environment, winning that championship, but every school's got someone in that vein. Dak Prescott might be that person for Mississippi State right now, but coming up next, I want to get yours and mine here, proud Northwestern alum here.
Okay.
Proud Notre Dame alum here. The most famous alumni from your school or associated with this your school that you would want in the post-game locker room with you after a national championship. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. If your school, near and dear to you, that you love, wins a title, you're in that locker room, which celebrity most associated with your school? We'll give you some leeway on this, but there's got to be a connection. Would you want in that locker room?
All right, and you got to explain it. So for me, I thought about William Daniels, the guy who played Mr. Feeney on Boy Meets World.
Great choice.
But he's getting up there in years. Like, are you going to worry about him getting hurt in the post-game celebration?
That is true. You don't want to have to be able to gauge or throttle down the celebration.
He's born in the 1920s. Like, I think he's 91.
Those would be some stories, though.
Seen some things.
So we'll get to that. We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Your school wins the title. Which celebrity associated do you want there partying? And the quantifiable way that Mississippi State really won the College World Series. Next.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.